Begin the current daf, Masechta Zevachim daf Yud. Begin four lines up from the bottom of the Yomra on Tesma Beis, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion with the previous daf. And that is, we said, unlike all other karbanis, that if they're slaughtered Shalei Lishma, they're going to be kosher, just not fulfilling the obligation of the owner, the Karban Chatas and the Karban Pesach are going to be possible if they were slaughtered Shalei Lishma. Now, in a related discussion, the Gemara says, Itma, the following machlekes. Let's say Shchata Lishma, the one who slaughtered the Karban, did it for the sake of the Karban Chatas. But it was Lizrik Dama Shalei Lishma, however, with the intention at during the time when he slaughtered, was that he will throw the blood not for the sake of the Karban Chatas. Meaning, he did not have a machshava, a thought regarding the slaughtering. Rather, when he was slaughtering, he had a thought regarding the spraying, which is what's called in halacha Me'avaydu La'avayda. In this act of service, of slaughtering, he had in mind an inappropriate thought of Shalei Lishma, what he would like to do inappropriate as a thought during the Zrika. So on that says the Gemara B'yechanam Epsuli, says that will invalidate as Shalei Lishma in the Karban of Chatas. Resh Lakash HaMekshari says no, it's going to be Kasha. As the Gemara explains, B'yechanam Epsuli says it's invalid because Mechashvin Me'avayd La'avayda. In other words, a thought will affect from one act of service to another one to have it be considered that it's a machshava shalei lishma. And he says, because b'yalfina mimachshavas pigel. We learn this out from the halacha concept of pigel, which, as the Gemara teaches in the Mishnah in the second paragraph of Chav Zayin and Beis, if someone slaughters a carbon, and he does it for the appropriate lishma for the animal, but on the condition, he's doing it stipulating that, however, he's going to throw the blood, even if he doesn't end up. But he's thinking that I'll throw the blood tomorrow, when it's not allowed to, it's supposed to be today, that makes the carbon into pigel, which is some type of a psul, invalidation in the carbon. So you see that you could invalidate a carbon by having a thought, by one activity, by one avoida, to do something as an inappropriate thought for a different avoida. So therefore the same thing would be by Shalei Lishma. For Shlokash HaMikshirin, he says, no, it's going to be kosher in the case we described, because Ein Mechash V'Mavayit L'Avayda. You cannot have, by Shalei Lishma, a thought by one Avayda to do a Shalei Lishma by a different Avayda. Because V'lo Yafinim Mechashav Es Pigel, we do not learn out from the thought process of Pigel, because Pigel is fundamentally different. There, the primary thought that brings a carbon to Pigel is the thought, when you're doing this service, that you're going to do one of the other Avaydas of the carbon. Specifically, what type of avodas? That is either of consumption of man or consumption of the mizbeach. And you're doing that those things should be out of the appropriate time boundary that is allowed to be done. Now, the reason why that includes spraying the blood, because that is the consumption of the mizbeach of the carbon. That the same thing would be by sacrificing the sacrificial parts like the fats, which is not one of the primary four avodas, because it's also considered consumption of the mizbeach. Therefore, he says it's not similar to Shalei Lishma, because Shalei Lishma is specifically regarding one of the four avodas of Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilach, and Zrika. But by Pigel, it's not really about that. Yeah, there you could do Me'avayd La'avayda, because it's different, because that's regarding an achila. Mechila of the Mizbeach, or of the Adam, that you want to do that, Chutz L'Zmanli. Who said that's the same thing by Shalei Lishma, which is limited to having the Machshava by one of the Avaydas? There you have to do by the Avayda itself, and not have in mind that you want to do it by a different Avayda. Says the Gemara of Azla Tamayu, and this Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh, they go according to their opinion mentioned elsewhere. Ditma, like we learned, similar type of Machlekes as you get in top of Yudim and Alf. Hashechel Es HaBehem, if someone slaughters an unconsecrated animal, regular animal of Chulin, Amanas Lizrik Dama Labit Skechavim, when he's slaughtering it, he's having in mind that, oh, you know what, he'll throw the blood for the purposes of serving an idol, for idolatry. Now, regarding the actual act of slaughtering an animal for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, if he was slaughtering it for Avodah Zarah, then it would be forbidden to have any benefit from it. As the Gemara in Avodah Zarah of Chav Tes Mabez considers it like Ziv Chemesim, the Pasuk equates it to those which are things called Ziv Chemesim, which is learned out from the Gzer Shavah, Sham Sham, from Egla Rufa, which just like over there, it makes it Asabana, so too over here. Now, in this situation, however, he was not slaughtering it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. Rather, when he was slaughtering, he was thinking, you know what, he'll go ahead and he'll spray the blood for Avodah Zarah when he'll get up to that part, but he didn't end up. But he's having in mind, when he's slaughtering, that he'll do that Avodah for that purpose. Or, Ulahaktur chel b'Avodah Zarah, you know, when I'll get up to the fats, after I slaughter and I take out all the innards, oh, well, then he'll sacrifice the fats for Avodah Zarah. So we have the same machlokes. Rabbi Yechiel Amar Asura. He says it's forbidden to have benefit from it because it's considered like avodah zara. Because mechashvin ma'avod l'avoda. In other words, the thought process he's having now that what he'll do by a different part of the service, that he'll do it for avodah zara, is considered zivcha mesim to make it forbidden for benefit. And the chiddush in this is v'alfin al chutz. We learn that the halachas of things that are out of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning regarding avodah zara, which is wherever a person is, mipnim, from that of machshavas pigel, which is something that's inside the area of the Beis HaMikdash, which is halacha unique to kachim, which are slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Rish Lakish am a muteris. He says, no, this animal that the person slaughtered for chulin is going to be permitted for consumption. And because ei mechashav ma'avod l'avod, you can't say that his thought by the shechita is going to be effective, that he had in mind that he'll do something wrong by one of the other acts of cutting up this animal. And because v'lo yafinu chutz mipnim, we do not learn out that which is done on the outside from what's done in the inside. So therefore, this animal is not going to be forbidden, only, says Rish Lakish, had you slaughtered it for avodah zara, or you threw the blood for avodah zara, that would be problematic. But here you didn't slaughter it for avodah zara, or throw the blood for avodah zara. When you slaughtered, you had in mind for that you'll do the spraying, that is not going to be a problem, because it's only that what's inside the base of Mikdash that's problematic, but outside is not a problem. Now, says the Gemara, why do we need both the machlekes? And it seems to be the same thing. Says the Gemara, v'iyash min b'ha, had we only said the machlekes, what we just quoted about avodah zara, so we'd say b'ha am Rish Lakish. Over there, Rish Lakish says that it's not a problem, because that's chutz from pnim. Avo pnim mi pnim, but regarding the machshava of shaloi l'shmai, to learn it out from pigel, which both are things that are regarding kachim that are inside the Beis HaMikdash, imim ma'id l'Rabbi Yechanan. I would say maybe there he agrees to Rabbi Yechanan that it does have the same halacha, and it would invalidate from avoid l'avoida. And b'yash min ha'ad, we only had what we mentioned first regarding shaloi l'shma, b'hakam Rabbi Yechanan, maybe there we would say Rabbi Yechanan says that it's going to be possible avoid l'avoida because it's pnim from pnim. Abahi emimoidel Rish Lakish, but regarding avodah zara, which is not even something that's in the Beis HaMikdash, it's regarding avodah zara. Maybe there he would agree that it would not be a possible when it's ma'avod l'avoda. Tzrichi, therefore, we needed to have both cases to say the machlekes Rabbi Yechiel and Rish Lakish. Now the Gemara continues and says, Ki asr Rav Dimi Amor, and Rav Dimi came, he said, 2 points. Masr Rav Yirmiya l'siyul Rabbi Yechiel. Rav Yirmiya had a question that on Rish Lakish which supported Rabbi Yechiel. And Rav Ila l'siul Rish Lakish. Rav Ila had a question on Rabbi Yechanan that supported Rish Lakish. So two different supports for either opinion. What is it? So the Gemara explains, Rav Yirmiya l'siul Rabbi Yechanan. What was Rabbi Yirmiya's support for Rabbi Yechanan, who said that you could invalidate from avoid l'avoid even by shalei l'shma, not just by pigel, was from the following logic. Uma b'mokim, she'im amar. Imagine such a situation where if someone says, Hareini sheichet chutz l'zmanai, says, I'm slaughtering this carbon out of the designated time that it's allowed to be slaughtered. Now, he's not having in mind to eat it, or to throw the blood, or to sacrifice it, chutz l'zmanai. Rather, when he's slaughtering it, he's having in mind, he wants it to be done chutz l'zmanai, which says the Gemara, shu kasher, because there the animal is going to be kasher, because two different interpretations in a text in the words of Rashi, either because it's not a machshava, it's not a valid, invalidating thought, because he didn't do anything. Because, what do you mean? You're slaughtering it in the appropriate time. Or another is the text that we have in our Rashis is because the invalidation of chutz l'zmanai is only by consumption of man or of a mizbeach, not by slaughtering. So either way, the point is that there's no psul of chutz l'zmanai in the shechita itself. So it's going to be kasher. Yet shachtei amanas lizrik damei chutz l'zmanai pasul, which is the halacha that we're talking about of pigel, that however, if someone, when he's slaughtering it, he has in mind, oh, but when he's throwing the blood, he's going to do it after the time that you're allowed to, then it's going to be pasul, then it's going to be pigel. So he says the following kavachayma. Makim shim amma harini sheichet shaloi lishmoi. So in a situation where when someone's slaughtering the animal, not for its namesake, the halacha is pasul, by karmachata, it's become pesach, you do it like that, it's pasul, and that's in the shechit itself, which by pigel is not a problem in the shechit itself. So shachta manas lizik damei shaloi lishmai. So if someone's slaughtering it with the intention to throw the blood shaloi lishmai, ain't it din she'e pasul? Isn't it a kavacham that's going to be pasul? If by pigel, in the shechit itself, it's not a problem. But when you have the thought that you'll do pigel on chutz l'zmanai when you spring the blood, then there would be a problem. So the shaloi lishmai, which is a problem in the shechit itself, if he has in mind to be zarik in shaloi lishmai, isn't it for sure going to be pasul over there? which Maskev lo Rav Bar Ilo, he asks on this point to support Rabbi Yechon, and says, wait, you can't really learn from Chutz L'Zmani. Because Mal Chutz L'Zmani, we find a stringency when someone has a machshava of doing one of the avoidis out of the time when he's allowed to be doing it, Shekin Karas. Where there, we find that if someone eats from that carbon that was prepared, if he eats it, what we call this carbon pigul, because it had a machshava of doing one of the avoidish chutz l'zmanai, even if he eats it right away when it's not beyond the time that one is allowed to have it, right away is chayav karis, in contrast to shalei l'shmai. So therefore, it's a stringent halacha. Maybe there, since it's stringent, therefore it also has a stringency of having the psul of the machshava from avoid l'avoid. Who would say that you could compare that and say a kavuchaymer? Kavuchaymer is only when it's a kal and a chomer. Here, this is not so kal. It has its own chomer. So who would say that shalei l'shmai is more chomer from the fact that, yeah, you could do it by the shechit itself, but it doesn't have the stringency of karas, so maybe you can't learn that from there. So Elam Rav Bar Ilai, he says, no, hachikam. This is what Rabbi Amir was saying. Following logic. Very similar, just one difference. Instead of chutz l'zmanai, which is what we call pigul, he calls chutz l'mkaymeh. There's two things. A carbon has to be in a certain time span, and also is limited in the area that it's allowed to be. So before we speak of chutz l'zmanai, which is cars, now we're going to say similar, but chutz l'mkaymeh. Umam makim shema mahareini sheichet chutz l'mkaymeh. Now, if in a situation where if someone says, hey, I'm slaughtering this animal out of the place where it's allowed to be slaughtered, where he didn't have in mind regarding the eating of it or the throwing of the blood. Rather, this is what he says. He says, I'm slaughtering it out of the place. Shu kasha. It's going to be kasha. Because we see you're slaughtering in the right place. And moreover, like the second logic we'd mentioned, which was the text of Rashi by Chutz L'Zmanai, which is the halacha of Chutz L'Zmanai, Chutz L'Mkaymeh only applies not to shechita. It only applies to the consumption of man or of the mizbech, because the Torah makes the psulim of chutz l'mkaymeh chutz l'zmanai contingent on, like it says, vim ha'ochel yo'ochel, regarding consumption. And this is where we learn the chutz l'mkaymeh chutz l'zmanai from this pasuk the Gemara brings later in Afid Gimel Amud Aleph. So either way, if a person, when he's slaughtering it, chutz l'mkaymeh, it would not have the halacha of pigul. It would be kasher. And yet, shachtei amanas lizrik dami chutz l'mkaymeh pasul. But when he's slaughtering it with the intention to throw the blood out of the space where it's allowed to be thrown, out of the harabai, out of the base of Migdash, pasul, it's going to be pasul. Now, what's integral over here is that's what we gain by saying chutz l'mkaymeh. Now, you can't ask anymore to say, wait, how can we learn from here where it's karis? Because actually, there is no liability of karis for eating an animal that was sacrificed with the machshava of pigal of chutz l'mkaymeh. That's only chutz l'zmanai, not chutz l'mkaymeh, as the Braisa teaches later on the second parak on Daf Chav Chasam and Alf. So, therefore, we should say the following kal v'chaymeh. Malkum shim amaharini sheikhet shaloi lishma ishu pasul. So in the situation when someone's slaughtering in the slaughtering to be shaloi lishma, it would invalidate, which you don't have by chutz l'mkaymeh. So shachta manas lizik dami shaloi lishma. So if he's slaughtering it with intention of doing the zrika shaloi lishma, which that is a psul by when you do it by pigle of chutz l'mkaymeh. So ain a din shei pasul, isn't a kavachemeh that by shaloi lishma for sure it should be a problem. So therefore that supports Rabbi Yechon that you see you could be mechashim avoy levaida by shaloi lishma. To which Maskev Rav Ashi, he asks on this too, he says, no, Malu Chutz L'mkaymeh, what you find is stringency of Chutz L'mkaymeh, maybe you can't learn out from it, it's not a Kal V'chaymer, it also has its own Chumra, Shekein Noig B'chol Azvachem, it's a psul, it's an invalidation, if one has a machshava, a thought of doing it, one of the avoidis out of the place where it's allowed to be, it's an invalidation that applies to all karbanas, across the board. Toimer B'shalei L'shmai, in contrast, what are you going to say regarding doing it not for its namesake, Shein Noig El V'pesa V'chatas, of making the carbon possible, it only applies by Pesach Chatas. Like we said, the title of our parak of Obdi Yamasech, the old Zvachim Shenizbuch Shloi Lishman, are Kesherim. It's just not all about Shem Chayva. So maybe that's a stringency of Chutz L'mkaymeh, that we can't learn out of Kavuchemeh from there. So Elamer Vashi, rather, he says, Hachikamah. No, you're right, this is what Yemir was saying. Uma b'makam Shem Amar, Hareini Sheichit L'Shem Pleini. If in a situation where a person says, I'm slaughtering this carbon for someone else, meaning someone's supposed to bring a karma chatas, but he's saying, oh, it should be slaughtered for this other person that requires a chatas. With halacha is shu kasher, it's kasher. Why is that kasher? Isn't that shina bailam? So the halacha is because there is no invalidation of change of owner for the designation of who the owner is in regards to the slaughtering itself. Because the bailam only come into play regarding their atonement, only regarding their atonement, which only applies to the zrika. And this is actually what we mentioned on Daf Dalamid Aleph, that Shina Bailam is not by all the four Avaidas. It's only by, as the Gemara continues, when you, if let's say you slaughtered Al Manas that the zrika should be for a different person, or by the zrika itself. But however, regarding the slaughtering itself, there's no problem machine the bail. Yet lizrik dami l'shem plaini, but if let's say he's slaughtering it to throw the blood for someone else, then it's possible. So then makam shem mama harini sheichet shalai l'shman. So if in the situation where if the person's slaughtering this carbon not for its namesake, shuhu pasul, where it is pasul, it's more stringent than shina bailam. So shachta menas lizrik dami shalai l'shman. So then when someone's slaughtering the animal, not shalai l'shman, but rather to spray the blood for not its namesake, meaning for shina kodesh, in a dinshi apostle, is not kavachemer, it's going to be apostle, and therefore that's like a biyachana where we have a kavachemer, as the Gemara concludes, shina kodesh from shina bailam. Shina bailam, there's no problem about the shechita, yet it's a problem if in the shechita he has a mind to do the zrika for someone else, and therefore shina kodesh, which even in the shechita itself is problematic, for sure it's going to be a problem with shina kodesh when you're having a mind to do the zrika for a different type of a carbon, which we call shalai lishma. And that's like a biyachon who holds you could be mechashem and by levaida, not just by pigel, but also by shalei lishma. Continues the Gemara. But then we had Rabbi Ila l'siyul Rish Lakish. Rabbi Ila supported Rish Lakish, who held that you cannot have a machshava me'avay levaida by shalei lishma. Because he said the following thought. It says, loy taima bezrika. The Torah should not have had to tell us that there's a psul, that there's an invalidation of shalei lishma by the throwing of the blood. Meaning, because we had taught in Avdal Med Aleph, a source that there's a psul of shalei lishma of shina kodesh by all the avodas, by shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. So says Rav Ila, truth is, the Torah should not have had to tell us an invalidation of shalei lishma by the throwing of the blood. Why? We could have learned it out as a kavochaymer from two of the other avodas, which halacha is included kabbalah, from the slaughtering and from the receiving of the blood. And we could have said, if shechita, which is even kosher to be done by a non-kohen, is still possible when it's done shalei lishma, so isn't a kavachemet that zrika, which could only be a kohen, should be possible shalei lishma? And if you're going to ask, wait, you can't learn that from shechita because it has a stringency, where that's the only avoda that invalidates if it's done for those who cannot consume a korban pesach, well then Kabbalah will disprove that where that doesn't have that psul, and yet it is possible shalei lishma. So from the two of them, you'd be able to know zrika from a kavachemet. So therefore, lama hilchas akas rachmanas. So then, what halachic relevancy did the Torah write the psul of shalei lishma by the zrika? Rather, leimer to tell you the ein mechashvim ma'avayd levayda, that you cannot have a thought from one avayda to another. Let's say from shechita or kabbalah for the zrika. No, it had to tell you by zrika to tell you because only during the zrika itself can you have the mechashva of shalei lishma to invalidate it. Now, on this support, maskler of Papa, yes, wait a second, but v'dilma. I could tell you to the contrary. Maybe the reason why the Torah wrote a psul of shalei lishma by zrika is to tell you the chiddush the other way. Maybe it's going to tell you a chiddush that you would not have known, which is Rabbi Yechon's halacha, that you don't have to have the machshava of shalei lishma by the zrika itself, because actually, even if you don't have the machshava during the zrika itself, rather during the shechita, that's going to be machshava. Maybe that's what the Torah wrote, which, yeah, was unnecessary because you could have known by kabbal chaymer. It was coming to tell you an added chiddush that you could even be machshava by la vayda. First Gemara answers no. Im Kain, if that would be the case, that the superfluous limud of shalei lishma by zrika was to tell you that you could be mechashem avoid levaida, then says the Gemara, lishta kromine. The pasuk should have been silenced, should not have said this extra limud of shalei lishma by zrika, because v'teisi, I would have then brought that you could be mechashem avoid levaida, mikabuchemid ravashi, who we just mentioned before, where he said, as we said, that if regarding shina bailam, then it's not a problem by shechita itself, but it is a problem when you almanas lizrig. So shina kodesh, which is a problem by shechita, isn't it for sure when you do almanas lizrig? So I would have known without the pasuk that you could be machash levay levayda. To the contrary, why does the Torah then mention the psul of shalei lishma bezrika? To tell you the opposite, to tell you that no, even though there's a kavachayim, it's coming to exclude from that and say that you cannot be machash levay levayda like Rish Lakish. However, the Gemara tells v'idach. However, Rabbi Yechonon, the other one, he would parachachi. He'd say that no. He would say you cannot learn out zrika from a kavachemer, from a kabbalah and shechita, and that's why you do need the pasuk. In other words, the whole support for Rish Lakish was based on you don't need the limud from shalei lishma by zrika because you can know from a kavachemer. So what's it necessary for? Oh, it must be to tell you that to exclude from the kavachemer that other you cannot be mechashel by lavoida. That's Rabbi Yechonon. No, he refutes the kavachemer. He says no, you need to say shalei lishma by zrika because you would not have known it from a kavachemer from shechita and kabbalah. because it says malahanach, because what we find is stringency by shechita and kabbalah, which does not apply to zrika, and therefore you would not have known it from a kavochemer, is shekein tu'unis tzafen. First of all, shechita and kabbalah at times require that they be done in the northern part of the Hazar, which doesn't apply to zrika. And v'yeshn b'chatois apnimius. Those two avodas at times apply to the karbon chatois that are brought inside the hechel, which is not necessarily applied by the zrika of the chatois hachitzanis. So therefore, the pasuk is not extra to learn out the Eim HaChashven. You need it to tell you the psul of Shalosh Shema. You would not have known it from a Kavu Chemer, from Shechita and Kabbalah. But Ve'idach, Rish Lakish would respond, no, it is extra. Because the two pirchas that you asked, Hashta miyu b'shlamim kayamin. However, here, in the context of where we know the psul of Shalosh Shema, we're talking about the Karbid Shlamim. Because, as we brought previous dafim, it's by Shlamim where we learn out the invalidation of Shalai Lashma to all the other Karbanas. That's Bezoi Sater, we mentioned all the Karbanas, and they're all compared to Shlamim. By Shlamim it says, Hazayrik as Dama Shlamim, which tells us that the Zrika should be for the purpose of Shlamim. So therefore, you could have learned Zrika from Shechita and Kabbalah, and you could not have asked, oh, but they're done in Tzafin, because we're talking about Shlamim. Shlam is not done by Tzafin. And Shlam is also not brought inside, only certain Chatois are brought inside. So therefore, in the context of what we're talking about, Shechita and Kabbalah have no stringency on Zrika, and therefore you could have known from a Kabbalah, and therefore it is unnecessary, and therefore the superfluosity of it is coming to teach this halacha, and that what one cannot be mechashev, ma'avoid la'avoidim. Now, the Gemara tells us that Itmar, there were others who also had the same achleikas like Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. Shachta lishma, lizrik dama shalei lishma, the same halacha. If someone slaughters the animal for its namesake, but having intention that when he's going to do the zrika, he'll do it shalei lishma, Rav Nachman Amar Psula, he said it's invalid like Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Amar Ksher, he said it's kasher like Rosh Lakish. And says the Gemara, Bahada be Rabbi lekabe Rav Nachman. Ultimately, Rabbi retracted to Rav Nachman's opinion that it's going to be possible, mekavochemer Rav Ashi that we had brought, which was the support to Rabbi Yechanan, that from a kavochemer, of course, you could be mechashan avoy lavoyde by Shina Kaidish, because by Shina Bailam, which you cannot invalidate by the Shechita, yet Amanas Lizard you could, so by Shina Kaidish that you could be possible by the Shechita itself, for sure, when you're doing Amanas Lizard, which is what we call meavoyde lavoyde. Now, the Gemara resumes discussing the Mishnah that opened up our parak, our Masechta, that the Tanakhama had said that the only two karbanis that are going to be pasul, which they're invalid, you cannot throw the blood, you cannot sacrifice sacrificial parts and eat the carbon, were chatas and the carbon pesach. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, he was quoting our Mishnah by saying, Af ha'ashem. Also, the carbon ashem is going to be pasul by Shina Kaidish. So the Gemara brings Tanya Brisa that elaborates on this halacha. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, he said, following logic, he says, chatas ba'al chat. Karban chatas comes for a sin. V'ashem baal chet, the karban ashem also comes for someone committing a sin. Contrast to shlamim, which can be a neder, and a dava, an oila, is a dairin. These two come for sins. Ma chatas shalei lishma psula, just like karban chatas, you yourself, Tanakama says. If it's done shalei lishma, as we had the limud on previous dafim, if you do shalei lishma, it's possible. So afu ashem, shalei lishma, possible. So to the karban ashem, if it's done, not for his name, saying it's going to be possible, just like karban chatas. To which only Rabbi Shu, he responded, and he says, loy, no. If you say that it's possible by karma chatas, because we find that there's certain stringency that it has that ashram doesn't have, shekin damalamala. The blood of a karma chatas is sprayed above what's called the chutas sikra. There was a string that, as the Mishnah teaches in Maseftas Midas in the third parak, that would girdle the mizbech in the middle, cutting, separating what's called between the damel yainim, certain karbanas, the blood had to be thrown on top of that midway point, and some which were thrown beneath that point. Now the Gemara teaches later on that from Gimel and Aleph, we know this from Bohisa Hareshes at Chatzia Mizbeach, which the Torah gives a separation in the Mizbeach between the lower half and the upper half. Now, Chatas Behema, an animal Chatas, its blood was thrown above, on the top half of the Mizbeach. Like the Pasuk says, Al Karnais has to be on the corner, on the top. So too, one other one was the Eilas Ha'if. A bird oila offering, as the Gemara says later on the Samach Dalmat Aleph, in contrast, all other karbonis, which doesn't say that they have to be on the top, were done on the bottom half, because it says they should be on the Mizbeach, and it doesn't say it has to be by the corners, which the karbonis are on the top. Now, neither can you say that means to say they could do the whole Mizbeach, because the Torah separates. There's either top or bottom. And since it doesn't say they have to be on the top, it means they're on the bottom. So Ashram that's on the bottom, maybe you cannot learn it off from Chatas, because Chatas has this tendency, it has to be on the top. Unlike most karbanas, maybe there it's going to be possible if it's done shalei lishma. Who said the same would apply to Ashim? To which Amalei Reb Eliezer, he says, no, Pesach yichech. Pesach could the carbon Pesach could disprove what you're telling me. Shadam ilamata, there its blood is thrown on the bottom, and yet v'shachta shalodesh ma'pasal, you yourself agree that if it's slow, shalodesh ma'pasal, it's going to be pasal. So don't tell me the reason why Hashem cannot be like chatzas is thrown on the top. Well, Pesach is thrown on the bottom, and still it's pasal shalodesh ma'pasal. To which Amalei Reb Yishui says, no, but still, Mala Pesach, you can't learn it from Pesach, Shekin Zman Nekavua, it has a set time, it has to be brought only on the 4th of Nisan in the afternoon, in contrast to Ashram. So maybe since it has this trinity, although it's put on the bottom, it's going to be Pasal, in contrast to Ashram. So Amalei Reb Eliezer said to him, but Chatzis Techech, Chatzis can disprove what you bring me from Pesach. You're saying Pesach is Pasal because it has a set time, Chatzis doesn't have a set time, and yet still it's Pasal. So Amalei Reb Yishui responded back to Eliezer as a continuum base. He says, okay, so we could continue doing this. Chizran Nechali, I'm going to go back in a circle then. And I'm going to tell you that you can't learn out Asham from any one of them because each one has its own stringency, which the Gemara later on is going to ask and say, but okay, classically what ends up happening is, so they say, okay, ben hadr dina, and you learn from a ma'atzat. So good, Reb Eliezer should say, I can't learn it from either one, but I can learn from both, because obviously it's not the fact of being over the top half because Pesach doesn't have it. And it can't be because as I said to him, because Chatzis doesn't have it, but Ashram should be learned from both. The Gemara will address that later on. But the Gemara says, okay, so Reb Yishui had the last word, and he didn't allow Reb Eliezer to learn it out from a comparison of Chatzis to Ashram. So says Chaz Reb Eliezer, Reb Eliezer went back, and he tried to show that Ashram's like Chatzis from a different point. He said, Chatzis Nemaban, the Girs is who, Beshchita. Says, by the Sar of the Nasi, when the Melech, when the king sins, regular Avera, he brings a he-goat. And by the slaughtering of his carbon, it says the word who. What does it mean, who? It comes to tell us he, by, it has to be in its state, which is Lishma Kashera. If it's done for its namesake, it's Kasha. Shaloi Lishma Psul, if it's not done for its namesake, then it's going to be possible. So to Upesach Nema by Hu Bezvicha. By the Karban Pesach, it says the word Hu, it, in the slaughtering. What do I mean, it? So we always say that means Bahabiyasi Tehe, it has to be in its essence, which is Hu Lishmai Kasher. If it's done for its namesake, then it's going to be Kasher. Shalom Lishmai Pasal. But if it's not done for its namesake, it's going to be Pasal. That's why Pesach and Chatzis are unique in contrast to all other Karbanas. Says Rabbi Yazir, Af Ashem Nema by Hu. So it also says the word Hu by the Karban Ashem. Hulish my kasha, shalalish my pasul. So that should tell us the same thing. If it's done for its namesake, it's kasha, not for its namesake, it's going to be pasul. To which Amalei Reb Yishui said to him, no. Chatas nema bahi b'shchita. By the carbon chatas, by the slaughtering, it says who we're by the slaughtering. Which tells us, yeah, hilish my kasheri, shalalish my psula. So too by pesach nema by hu b'svicha. Where does it say the word who by the carbon pesach? By the slaughtering. Which tells us, yeah, hulish my kasha, shalalish my pasul. Aval Asham, regarding the carbon Asham, loy nema by hu elula achak taras emurin. Where does it mention the word hu regarding the Asham? Only after, later on, towards the end of the carbon's avoda, after the sacrificing of the sacrificial parts. Now, says Reb Yishui, v'hu atzmish lehuktar emurin kasher. A carbon, even if the sacrificial parts would not even be sacrificed, the carbon's still kasher. Yidish shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Now, after that, once the blood is thrown, so then there are other avodas, throwing the sacrificing the sacrificial parts, the kind of eating from the carbon, taking the leftover blood, pouring on by the side, the foundation of Mizbeach. But those things are not ma'akiv, and it's going to be kosher. So you can't bring the who from there to say, oh, you see, it's got to be like this. If it's not like this, what do you mean? The avoda that is by doesn't even have to be done, let alone to say that it has to be done lishma. So therefore, there's no ra'ah from that who. So Amalei Reb Eliezer said, so he brought him a different source. He says, Harei Eimer, it says the Pasuk in B'Yikra, it says, Kachatas Ka'ashem. Like the sin offering, so too is the guilt offering. So he says, you see a hakish. Machatas Shalilish my Pasal. Therefore you say, just like Karman Chatas, if it's done not for its namesake, it's Pasal. Af Ashem Shalilish my Pasal, so too the Karman Ashem. If it's done Shalilish my, it's going to be Pasal. And like the Talmudic dictum, Ein Meshivan al Hakish, you can't ask regarding a hakish. The Pasuk is equating them. So although there are differences, like we pointed out before, you can't respond, and therefore the Ashram is just like the Chatas. Now later on, at the end of the Sugya, the Gemara is going to explain the reasoning of those who dispute Reb Eliezer, that they actually rely on a different Hekesh, and they use this Hekesh for a different drasha. And therefore that's why they disagree and say that no, Ashram is not like a Chatas, and if it's done Shalei Lishma, it's not going to be possible. Now the Gemara goes back to explain this Braisa. Amamar. The Master had said that, quoting Amalei Reb Yishui, Reb Yishui said, when Reb Eliezer, in his first approach, tried to learn out Ashram from Chatas, and then he couldn't, so he said, okay, I learned from Pesach, then he couldn't. So Amalei Reb Yishui said to him, Chizran Nechalila, says, I'm going to go back in a circle. you're going to try to say, well, Chatas is not like Pesach, but you can't learn that from Chatas. So you say, Pesach is not like Chatas, you can't learn from Pesach. Now, the Gemara asks, as we mentioned earlier, but then go back into the logic, and learn it out from a common denominator of Pesach and Chatas, where you can't say, because it's on the top, because Pesach doesn't have it. You can't say because it's set time, Chatas doesn't have that. What's the common denominator? That they're both karbanos that are eaten, and yet they're pasul of the dan shel lishma. So too, you should learn that asham. Says the Gemara, no, mishum the ikla mifrach. You could actually refute that and not learn out from even both of them, because malatzad shavish shebehen shekin yesh ben tzad kares. But we find the common denominator of both of them, unique stringency that's not by asham, that they have an element of kares, meaning Chatas comes for a sin that one is could be punishable for karas. And regarding Pesach, one could be liable karas if he was someone who is pure and he wasn't far away and he doesn't bring the Pesach, he gets karas. Conscious Ashram doesn't have any element of karas. So the Gemara continues, so that's why he couldn't say that, oh, learn from Ma'atzad, because even Ma'atzad wouldn't work. Now the Brisa also said that only Rishua, that he had initially said to him, like, no, you can't learn out. Like you want to say, oh, Chatas is for Avera, so to Ashim is for Avera, Chatas Shloshma is Pasal, so to Ashim. He said, no, no, no. If you're going to say by Chatas, that's going to be Pasal Shloshma, Shkin Dama Lamala, because its blood is thrown on the higher top of the Mizbeach. In contrast to Ashim, and therefore you can't learn Ashim from Chatas. And that is the Gemara, however, Valemali, but why didn't Rabbi Shua tell to Rabbi Eliezer? He could have told him different responses. Why did he say only because the blood stone on the top of the Mizbeach, he could have said, Loi, no. Im amarta bechatas, if you say bechatas, it's possible lishma, yishikei nichnas dom lefnev lefnim, has a really big stringency. By chatas, we find, let's say on Yom Kippur, the bloods of the chatas are brought inside the holies of the holies. You never have to buy an ashim, so maybe it's more stringent. Why do you only say because the blood being thrown on the top of the Mizbeach, on the higher half, why didn't you tell him because it's even brought into the Kachay Kachay? Says the Gemara, no, because bechatas hachitzoinis kamrinan. What we were talking about in the Mishnah, when we were saying that a chatas, if it's done shalot lishma, it's going to be pasul, is even talking about not the karma chatas that its blood is brought inside the holiest of the holies. Even regarding a regular karma chatas that's thrown on the atzam mizbeach, even though it doesn't go in. It was from those chatas, Rabbi Elazar was saying, well, asham is the same as those chatas. And just like that chatas is pasul shalot lishma, so to asham. And then Rabbi Yeshua said, oh, even those aruch chatois, the blood is thrown on the higher part, not the lower part. But the Gemara still asks. He could have asked, Rabbi Shu could have responded, she'im nichnas dama lefnaiv lefnim psula. I mean, this is a question. And what the Gemara is saying is that Rabbi Shu could have responded and says, wait a second, how could you learn that from even the chatois hachitzayna? If you take the blood of a regular carbon chatois and you bring its blood inside the heichel, the carbon becomes pasul. Like the pasuk says in Miyukar Vav, like the Gemara is going to explain on the next daf, v'chol chatas ha-sheyuv midama. Any blood of a karma chatas that his blood is brought inside, it becomes pasul. In contrast, by the Ashim, doesn't have that invalidation. So why couldn't he say that's the stringency the chatas says, and that's why he can't learn Ashim from chatas? Says the Gemara, no, because Ishtel Reb Eliezer afa Ashim. Reb Eliezer actually holds that the blood of an Ashim that goes inside the Heichel also becomes possible, as the Gemara actually says later on in the Sugya. So therefore, that couldn't have been a refutation of learning Ashim Chatas, because Ashim actually has, according to Reb Eliezer, that same soul. But the Gemara still asks, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua tell him, well, how can you learn from Chatas? We find Bechatas Shechem Mekaperes Achiyu Bekrisis. Chatas is more severe. It provides atonement for things that discourage in contrast to an Ashim. Says the Gemara, no, because Rabbi Eliezer was learning mechatas teshmias hakoil, even from a chatas of when one is summoned regarding an oath of saying testimony, where there actually that's not coming for a liability of karas. So therefore, you could have a chatas that doesn't have karas, and therefore it's regarding that chatas that Rabbi Eliezer wanted to learn ashim from chatas, which would not be refuted by the point of chatas mechaper sachibikrisis, because that's not karas. It was only like Rabbi Yeshua had said. Though it's still put on the top, in contrast to Ashim, it's put on the bottom. But the Gemara still asks, why didn't he say that Shekein Tu'una Arba Matanis? The Karba Chatas, the amount of throwing of the blood on the Mizbeach, requires four separate gifts. In contrast to the Ashim, only needs what's called Shtaim Shein Arba. You need two gifts that are four. What that means to say is there's four sides of the Mizbeach, and if one throws at two of the corners, two opposite corners, he's hitting four of the walls, because when you get the corner, it splats on the corners, And then the other diagonally across also gets those other two corners. So it's two that's four, but it's not four separate gifts, only two. So that is the stringency Chata says over Asher. Maybe that's what Rabbi Shua should have responded. Says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Shmuel, because he's going like Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Kala Damim to Una Arba Matanas. All the gifts of blood, not just chatas, require four gifts. Like the Gemara teaches in Perek Ezim, coming later on, Daf Gilman Beis, where it says by Oila and Asham the word Saviv around the Mizbeach. And it says Saviv by the chatas Hamiluim. To tell us, just like over there, it's four gifts, because it says four corners over there by the chatas, and it's not possible to have four corners at one time, to have meaning two corners at one time. So if you're doing four corners, you're obviously giving four gifts. Also over here, by the Ayla and by the Asham, is going to be four gifts, meaning, although it is only going to be two gifts, but it's going to be four. Meaning, because you need to have, by the two corners that you do, of the Asham and the Ayla, you need to do those two corners separately, the northern part of that corner and the eastern part of that corner. So although you're only doing two corners, but it's going to be four gifts on those two corners, which will get the four sides. So therefore, you couldn't say that, oh, you can't learn that from Chatas, has a stringency of four gifts, because the Asham also has four gifts. But on that, as the Gemara, exactly in what we just said, but Shekein Tu'una Al Arba Karanis. But however, Chatas, its four gifts are on four different corners. In contrast, by the Asham, although it's four gifts, but it's only on two corners. Because Reb Shmuel himself doesn't require by the other karbanas like Asham, only four gifts on two corners, like the Gemara there teaches in Reb Shmuel, where the Gemara says, well, just like over there, that it's four gifts on four different corners, so too maybe Asham should require four gifts on four corners, and so too Ayla. And that the Gemara says, no, you can't say that, because Ayla, as the Gemara there teaches, requires Yisayin. Has to be on the part of the Mizbeach that has the foundation, the lowest part of the Mizbeach. Now, however, the southeastern corner didn't have a foundation, so obviously it's not being put on those corners. So rather, what do we mean the four gifts of Ayla and Asham? It's two corners that you do on that corner, on two sides of it, but it's still only two corners that has four gifts. In contrast, Chatas is more stringent, that has to be done on four different corners to get the four sides. So therefore, that is the stringency Rabbi Shua could have responded from. To which the Gemara agrees, but asks back to the question and says, wait, Ulutameh, according to your reasoning that you keep on asking and saying, well, why do you only say the blood in the upper half? But then Rabbi Shua could have asked many questions on Rabbi Eliezer. He could have said, Ho'ike etzba, the stringency that applies to Chatas over Asham that has to be done with the finger. Ha'ika Karen, there's the fact that has to be done on the corner, the top corner of the Mizbeach. Ha'ika Chuda, Chatas has a stringency that has to be done on the exact corner of the Mizbeach, because Chatas requires that its gifts of blood have to be done with the finger of the Kayan, opposite the corner of the Karen, which is a square part of the Mizbeach, which was an Amma by Amma squared with a height of an Amma, which those were on the four corners of the Mizbeach. In contrast to all the other matnas dhamma of the other karbanis, because even the Eila Sa'if, which is also, as we mentioned before, which the Gemara is going to mention later on, above this top half of the Mizbeach, it doesn't have to be so high to put it on the Karen itself. Rather, it just has to be above the middle half. Like the Brisa teaches later on, the Gimel and Aleph, if one does it, when he's on top of the Mizbeach, he does it beneath his feet, even by an Am, it's going to be kosher, because there's no carbon that requires to be done on the corner besides the Chatas. And neither is there any carbon that requires to be done with the finger. Rather, the way they would do it, they would just throw the blood from the vessel to the corner of the Mizbeach, and then would splat there by be considered two different gifts. And it would splat to the north and to the west. And neither is there any other carbon that requires its blood being put exactly down the corner of the Mizbeach from top to bottom, like the Chatzis, which requires the corner, like the Gemara says later on Ezim Bekamadav in the Gimel Med Aleph. So according to your line of questioning, says the one who's responding to the questioner, you could have asked many questions, you could have asked, Rabbi Yeshua could ask many questions, Rabbi Eliezer. Elechad mitrei tlas time and knock at your at. One out of two out of three points, he said. You're right. He could have said other points, but he only said one because he just wanted to refute Rabbi Yez and just say you can't learn out of Asham Chatas. Chatas has stringencies that Asham doesn't have. The Gemara goes back to explain the Braisa. Amamar. The Tana of the Braisa had said that Amli Rishur, Rishur said to him that loy, no. Im amarta, like we just quoted before, if you're going to say that by chatas it's possible and it's done shalei lishma, because it has astringency, its blood is thrown lamal mechota sikra, and conscious ashen that's not, so maybe it's not going to have that psul of shalei lishma. On that, as the Gemara, Leimel Rabbi Eliezer, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer respond back? Ashem nami dama lamala. What do you mean? The carbon ashem, its blood is also thrown on the upper half, because Rabbi Eliezer equates and compares the carbon ashem to the carbon chatas. Yeah, just like chatas is pasul shalei lishma, so too Rabbi Eliezer would then say, based on that comparison, that its bloods would also be thrown on the upper half of the mezbeach. And that Amabai, he says, no, Asham dama lamala, to have the blood of the carbon ashem thrown on the upper half, loy metzisa amrit. You can't say that. Because kavochemim from oila, that umat oila she call, if oila which is stringent, that all of its parts are burned totally on the mizbeach. Yet dama lamata, its blood is only on the bottom half. So ashem she in the kol, so the carbon ashem which is not totally burnt on the mizbeach, loy kol shekin isn't a kavochemer, that it's not going to be on the top half, only on the bottom half. That is a gemara. No, mala oila shekin in a mechaperis is not a kavochemer, because we find that oila is actually not more stringent because it doesn't atone. A conscious ashram that atones, maybe it is more stringent and it would be on the upper half. So the gemara, no chatas oif techich. The bird chatas, which does atone, will disprove that, where its blood is on the bottom, as the Gemara says later on, so you see, the fact that it atones is not an excuse for it to be on the upper half. Says the Gemara, but wait a second, how could you prove that it's going to be on the bottom half, the Asham, from Chatzis Oif, because even though it's a Mechaperes, it atones, it's on the bottom half, but it's not a type of an animal sacrifice. It's a type which is not even slaughtered, it's a bird carbon, which actually they do Malika, which is with the fingernail of the Kayan. Maybe that's why it's on the bottom, in contrast to Asham, that's a carbon, maybe we go on the top. And that says the Gemara, no, Oile Techich. Oile will disprove that, where even though it is an animal sacrifice, it's on the bottom. So, loy rizeh kirizeh, v'loy rizeh kirizeh, each one's factor is not the same, but hatzara shavashav, and what we find the common denominator between karmen oila and the chatzis oiv, is shein kachem kachem, v'dama lamatan. They're the holiest of the holies, they're the higher category of karbonas, and their blood is thrown on the bottom half, afen the avi ashem, so I'm going to include the karbon ashem, shu kaidish kadishim v'dama lamatan, that it's the holiest of the holies, and yet its blood is going to be thrown on the bottom, not like the chatas that's thrown on the top. And therefore, Rebbe Shua had a valid point, Rebbe Eliezer cannot respond to say, yeah, I'll say ashem is also on the top, because kavochemer, from oila and chatas oif, that it's on the bottom. Now, however, the Gemara asks, only Rava Mirpazikular of Ashi says, but Velifrich, but you could refute this Kal Vachomer, this Mahatzad, this Tzara Shavah that we're learning out, the Ashram from the Chatas Ha'if and from the Oila, and to say, wait, Mala Tzara Shavah Shem, what do we find the common denominator of those two? Shekin Ein Lehen Kitzvah. They don't have a set amount for the value of how much you have to spend to buy those karbanis, which is a leniency. Taima ba'ashem sheyesh lekitzvah, who's going to say that we can then say regarding the carbon ashem, which has a set amount, how much money you have to spend in it, like the pasuk says, kasev shkolim, there's a minimum how much you have to spend, which is a stringency, maybe therefore it's not a kavuchem, maybe it actually will have its blood on the top half of the mezbech, like the carbon chatas. So El Rather says the Gemara, you're right, high in the time of Rebbe Eliezer, reason of Rebbe Eliezer why he couldn't respond that the ashem is on the top half, is for a different reason. Because the Amakra, the pasuk says in Yikra, ha-koyin ha-machate oisa. The kohen who throws the blood of the karmen chatas, which it's written in the context of the karmen chatas, and when it says hamachati oisa is the terminology of exclusion of a miut, which tells us oisa dam lamala. We're talking about the kohen who throws its blood, and it's saying it, which is it by the karmen chatas is blood on the upper half. Vein dam shalach lamala, and it's excluding, but there is no blood of any other carbon, which is coming to exclude other kachim like ashem. That the place of the throwing of its blood is not going to be like the karmen chatas in the upper half, rather it's going to be on the lower half. That's what the Gemara asks, but if that's the case, then you should say the same thing regarding the slaughtering, because chatas, nami nema oisa, we should say, regarding the karmen chatas, it says regarding the slaughtering, oisa, that it should be slaughtered for the purpose of being a karmen chatas. Now, that miut should exclude, and Eliezer should darshan expound and say, oh, by a karmen chatas, its slaughtering is lishma kasheri shaloi lishma psula. Hashar zvachim, but other karbanis, including asham, bein lishman, bein shaloi lishman kasherin, whether it's slaughtered lishma or even shaloi lishma, it's going to be kasher, so there you should also exclude from oisa an asham that it should not be possible shaloi lishma, which it contradicts Eliezer. Eliezer was saying that you learn the asham from chatas, and you say it's the same thing, but why? This oisa, just like you're saying that he agrees by zrika, it's excluding asham. So the Beshchitman says oisa should exclude asham. says Gemara, "Hahu ois lav dafka." That ois that it says b'shchita is obviously not precise. Tashari Pesach, because you can't say it's excluding everything else. That if it's shalei lishma, it's going to be kosher. Because we said Pesach, everyone agrees if it's shalei lishma, it's possible. So obviously it's not just chata. So therefore, that's not excluding asham either. But in that as the Gemara, well then Hachanami lav dafka. Then we could say the same response regarding this Rika, that it's also not so precise, that it's the only one that has its blood thrown on the top. The Hashayir oila sa'iv, because it also has an exception regarding the bird oila, which its blood is also thrown on the upper half. As the Gemara teaches later on the Samachemad Aleph, where it says, Umalak vehiktor, that one does malika, it's a way of slaughtering with the fingernail, and then they sacrifice the bird, and it compares the malika to the akhtar, just like the burning is done on the top of the Mizbeach. So to the malika, meaning the throwing of its blood, when they would squeeze the neck of the bird, is also on the top part of the Mizbeach. So therefore then maybe say that also, that Ashram could also be on the top part, because it's not being excluded, because there are other exceptions too, so it's obviously not precise. That thing has two answers. No. Bezvicha, regarding something that is slaughtered, that's a carbon, that's an animal sacrifice, mi olashar miti. Regarding that, regarding all animal sacrifices, there was nothing that was left out. They're all excluded. There is no other animal sacrifice that's blood is thrown on the upper half. And the oilless halif is not an exception because it's not a zevach, it's a bird. And therefore, that's not considered an exception. Therefore, it is precise. Or, in contrast to the shechita, which a kum pesach is the same thing, it's a zevach, therefore that we could say is not precise. Or if you wanted, you could say another approach. Ha'mani, who is this that we're saying that is not going to consider oilas ha'if as a shir, as an exception, to say it's not precise regarding the zrika, is Rabbi Eliezer b'Reb Shimonei. The Amr that he says, Hai makam, the place of the blood of the chatas behema, is l'chud, is distinct. V'hai makam, and the place of the blood of the oilas ha'if, Islochod is distinct. In other words, even though, as we said, both of them have to have their bloods on the upper half of the Mizbeach, they're not the same place. And therefore, the miut of the throwing of the blood of the Chatas does not have an exception. It is precise, because even the Oilas Ha'if is not the same thing as the Karban Chatas. The time like learned the Braisa. Dam HaTachtoinim, regarding the Karbanis, that its bloods have to be thrown on the bottom half, Nitanim Echut HaSikru Lamata has to be from the red string that goes around and below. The bloods have to be thrown on the top. Mechut ha-sirkul amala, as long as it's above that string on top, it's good. And that, Omer Blas, Reb Shimon, he says, B'med v'amum. When did we say this, that regarding the upper half, it wasn't designated a specific place, as long as it's on top of the string and up? That, he said, was only ba'ila sa'if, regarding the bird oila. A b'chatas behema, regarding a karmachatas, that's an animal, he atzma einasa ela al gufa shakaren. It is only done on the keren, which is the brick that's an amma squared on the height of an amma on the four corners of the mizbeach, because anything beneath the keren, the top corner of the mizbeach, is actually going to be pasul. Even if it's four amas above the string, doesn't make a difference. It has to be on that corner, and therefore, when the Torah says oisa by the chatas, it is precise because it is the only zrika that is done over there, which is excluding all other, and therefore it's being excluded, therefore we're going to say it's on the bottom, because even Oilas Ha'if that's done on the top, it's not done in the same place as the Chatas Ha'if, so it is unique, Oisa, by this week, in contrast to the Shechita, so therefore Rabbi Eliezer could not have responded and says, well, I'll tell you, you're telling me that I can't learn Ashram from Chatas, because Chatas is done in the upper half and Ashram now? No, Ashram is being compared to Chatas, they're both for sins, and therefore not only will be Shalosh Ma'apos, also be on the upper half, you can't, because the Torah excludes by saying Oisa, and Oisa is precise, because like the Ibai Yisema says, it's only Chatas that is on the corner, unlike even Oilas Ha'if that's on the upper half, is not done specifically on the corner, in contrast to the Shechita that we said is not precise, and therefore we're not going to exclude Ashram from there, and therefore, yeah, regarding that, we're going to say, like Rileza wants to say, that Ashram is like Chatas, although he is refuted from there, ultimately learns it from Kechatas Ka'ashram, but that at least in that point that he was going to say that he learned that from Chatas, because if one does it, Shalei Lishma, it's going to be possible, because it's not precise when it says Oisa, because regarding the Shechita, Shalei Lishma, we find Pesach also is not just Chatas, but Pesach is also possible if it's done Shalei Lishma.